Scripture reading is John chapter 6, verses 53 through 55. John chapter 6, verses 53 through 55. So Jesus said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in yourselves. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is true food, and my blood is true drink." Amen.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, members of over 9,000 branch churches in Korea and all over the world, local sanctuary members, those who are attending the service on the internet worldwide, and GCN viewing audiences. Thanksgiving Sunday has a greater mood of a festival than other festivities. Just by seeing the fruits and grains and vegetables, you can remember the love of God that has poured down on you throughout the year, and you cannot help but make confessions of thanks and offer thanksgiving. When it sees those of you who have gathered here to worship Him, I believe God the Father is also very pleased. I said this altar is surrounded by aurora lights. I know you didn't have time to take them, but please show us some of the photos. Those various colors. And I wonder how such beautiful colors, in so many different colors, are taken. How beautiful. It's all taken away by now, and you didn't have time to take them. When it sees those of you who have gathered here to worship Him, I believe God the Father is also very pleased. Generally, when parents make a sacrifice to give to their children, they don't spare anything. Even if they're hungry, they feel happy only if their children are full. They gain the strength to overcome anything if only they can help their children to be well off. Furthermore, if the children grow up well, realize the grace of the parents, give thanks to them, and obey them out of love, how pleased the parents must be. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, I hope all of you will be able to give such joy to the Father God. I hope you will offer up pleasing aroma of your heart in offering up your thanks and praises for His grace throughout the year. I also hope you will make confessions of love and make up your mind to more quickly go into spirit. I pray in the name of the Lord that God will delightfully accept your aroma and bless you more in spirit and body and lead you to the throne of the Father in New Jerusalem. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, the reason why God has created human beings is to gain true children. God existed from before eternity and throughout all eternity. He wanted to gain somebody with whom He could enjoy the glory that fills the whole universe and share His love. Before we get to heaven, we go through many hardships, diseases, infirmities, poverty, exhaustion, separation, and betrayal while we are being cultivated on this earth. But by going through such hardships, those who overcome with faith will realize the love of God from their hearts. They understand that the pains of this earth fundamentally come from sins. So they feel how bad sins are, and they choose to live by the truth, by their own volition. Unlike Eve, who was tempted by the serpent, they would never willingly succumb to any temptation of sin. When they eventually get to heaven, they will enjoy eternal happiness in joy and rapture. Until we can enjoy the true happiness of heaven, it is the love of God who has allowed for us to undergo momentary hardships on this earth. And there should be no misunderstanding here. It does not mean that God's children have to constantly suffer from tests and trials during their lives on this earth. Those who live in sins become the enemy devil's prey and cannot help but suffer from various disasters. But true children of God do not have to suffer that way. To the extent that they keep the Word of God and live in the light, God protects them with His blazing eyes. God drives away diseases, tests, or trials, and answers the desires of their hearts. God gives them abundant blessings in various aspects of their lives. Of course, there are refining trials for the believers for them to increase their faith. In the same way that we take exams to advance in our studies, when we overcome trials, then our faith can grow up, and we can receive more blessings. We do have such trials, but we do not have to suffer from disasters that are caused by sin. It is just a refining trial. We don't have to go through sicknesses, diseases, or disasters. After the message today, we'll have the Holy Communion. The Holy Communion is an event to commemorate the love of Jesus, who gave His flesh and blood for us. Through the Holy Communion, Jesus wanted to teach us the way to enjoy an eternal life and receive blessings. The bread of the Holy Communion stands for the flesh of Jesus, and the wine, His blood. Jesus said that we have life in us only when we eat His flesh and drink His blood. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man spiritually means to take in the Word of God. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, "The Word was God." The Word was God. John chapter 1 verse 14 says, "The God who became flesh and came to this earth is Jesus." Thus, to eat the flesh of the Son of Man is to take in the Word of God. It is to change the evil heart into the heart of truth and of goodness with the Word of God. To take in the flesh of the Son of Man, we also have to drink His blood. So we have to, the flesh has to be accompanied by the blood. This means that when we learn the Word of God, we have to practice the Word in obedience. To eat the flesh of the Son of Man and to drink His blood means that we have to learn the Word of God and at the same time practice it in obedience. Even physically, if we just eat dry food without any liquid, it is difficult to digest and absorb the nutrients. The nutrients can be absorbed and the body waste can be passed only with liquid. When you chew something, if you just chew only solid food, it's difficult to swallow and digest it. It has to be mixed. Even if you don't drink anything, it has to be. If you don't drink anything, it has to be mixed by along with your saliva. In the same way, as we learn the truth, the Word of God, there must be the effort to practice it. God tells us to do, not do, keep, or cast away certain things, and we have to obey them. Only then will such words become your life and strength. The untruths that were in your hearts will go out, and it'll be replaced by the truth. Hatred will go out and it'll be replaced by love. Arrogance will be replaced by humbleness. hot temper will be replaced by meekness. If you, but hot temper and raising the voice a little bit, there are two different things. Some people may have to raise their voice in a certain situation, and others may judge him that they are getting angry. But you have to discern between these two. We can enjoy the authority as the children of God when we eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of Man this way. The enemy, devil, and Satan go away, and thus the tests and trials go away. You will have many testimonies of blessings that God is with you. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, I urge you to offer up to God, the Father, a deep confession of thanksgiving, as I tell you 3 points for thanksgiving before celebrating the Holy Communion today. First, give thanks, for you have received a lot of grace as children of God the Father. You should be thankful just for the fact that you have accepted the Lord and received salvation, and you have had a year without any accidents or disasters, so how thankful you must be. A certain person, suppose he has met with an accident, does that mean he cannot give thanks? If you lived by the word of God, you wouldn't have gone through such an accident in the first place. That is the testimony of most of the members. Even if you get into your own, get involved in a traffic accident by your own mistakes, God protects you. You don't get injured. But because you didn't live by the word of God, and because of that you got into accidents, God protects you in many ways. You know, He gives you less injury than you are supposed to get. And thinking about all those things, you cannot help but give thanks. And you can make up your mind that you will live by the word of God so that you won't have to get involved in any of these smallest accidents. You can pray and try. To the extent that you lived in the light, you lived a disease-free life, and you received financial blessings and had peace at home and work. Even if you faced a test, if you just repent of what was not right in God's sight, turn from those ways and come out to the light, the problems will soon go away and they will be solved. So in most cases, if you just repent, most problems will be solved. But if there is any problem that is not solved, maybe you repented with lips, but from the heart you didn't really turn away. That is because that is not true repentance. You have to turn from your heart. You have to cut off what you have to cut off, and you have to cast off what you have to cast off, and your deeds have to follow. That is the true repentance. But you don't cut off, and you don't from your heart, and if you just in the deeds, you appear to be cutting off what you have been doing. That is not really true repentance. But sins leading to death are a little different. Even though you are forgiven after repenting, you need some period of time to cast off your sinful natures so that you can receive the answers. But if it's not the sin leading to death, if you just quit, and if you turn from sins, you can be healed right away. I hope you will give more thanks than before, that you can enjoy abundant blessings in spirit and body by attending a church where you can clearly understand and practice the will of God. Second, give thanks for you have the thankful heart. People of God will always give thanks. It's because even though they might have hardships on this earth, they have the hope for heaven that cannot be compared with any pain of this earth. They can still give thanks even if there is no way out and things never go as they want in their lives. If you can give thanks this way, it means your faith has grown up to that extent. They can still give thanks even if there is no way out and things never go as they want in their lives. New believers might say they pray with faith, but if they have difficulties, they might easily get discouraged and even complain. They might even doubt God, saying, "How come my prayers are not answered? Doesn't God hear my prayers?" But if you get to the level of faith, to stand on the rock of faith in the third level of faith, you can rely on God, give thanks to Him, and have peace in any kind of situation. It's because you trust in the love of the Father God. For example, when their children take a very important exam, the parents are more nervous than the children. They wish they could take the sufferings of their children in their place, but they can't. So they just hope their children will do well on the exam and continue being very nervous for them. If the believers understand this love of the Father, they can receive the comfort of God the Father, even though they are going through the trials. They can rather comfort God even while they are going through the trials. They can give thanks in their prayers, saying, "Father, I can do it. It's just a process that you've allowed for me to receive greater blessings. So I will overcome and glorify your name." If you offer up true thankfulness, you will definitely have more things to give thanks for. God gives you greater faith and blessings. I urge you to give thanks once again, for God has let you grow up to be able to give thanks. Third, give thanks that God has given you the attitude and strength that you can also do it. You've listened to so many messages, and you know the importance of holiness, so you earnestly would like to go into spirit. But some of you do not feel comfortable because you cannot accomplish it as you desire. But in this year, the situation has changed. Many of you say, "I can feel the love of God the Father, who has been waiting for us for thousands of years as if it were but a day, and who has given His only begotten Son. I can realize the love of the Lord, who was concerned about the souls even when He was being crucified. I realize that our shepherd has been praying and sacrificing himself in the march of faith because of me. And now I feel confident that I can also do it." Those who used to say, "I have piled up so much evil and I feel it is impossible to be sanctified," now changed their words, saying, "I can also become sanctified, and I feel I can also go to New Jerusalem." In fact, many people have already come, and many more are coming into spirit and whole spirit. I urge you to give thanks to God once again for giving you the confidence that you can become sanctified and for giving you the strength to actually do it. Let me conclude the message. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, it's almost been 30 years since the opening of this church. On every Thanksgiving Sunday, I remembered so many things to give thanks for. But today I feel overwhelmed more than any other year. 3 John chapter 1 verse 4 says, "I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth." I have no greater joy than this, to hear of my children walking in the truth. So there's no greater joy than to hear that you are living by the Word of God. It is such a happy thing, such a happy thing. Did you live by the Word of God? You follow the way of the Lord? And all the men of God, they take delight in this. So many church members are coming into the Spirit and Holy Spirit that I have been preaching about for such a long time. For a shepherd entrusted with the flock of the Lord, there is no greater joy than this. I give thanks from the depth of my heart, thinking of this love of the Father God who has led you thus far. With you who have come into Spirit, there will be no hindrances in building the Canaan Sanctuary and the Grand Sanctuary. I hope you will try your best during the remainder of this year so that you can quickly go into Spirit and reach the full measure of the Christ. I pray in the name of the Lord that in doing so, you will fulfill all the providence of God and proudly enter into the city of New Jerusalem. Let us pray together, thinking about the message. Hallelujah, Father God, thank you for your love and grace. Heavenly Father, let this message become faith and life. Father, bless them. Father, as they eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, I talk to them about the three things to give thanks for. First, you let us live in your grace and you gave us the attitude to give thanks and you gave us the attitude and strength to, that we can do it. Lord, thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. I pray for the sick. Lay your hands on sick parts, infirmities, and receive the prayer for your heart's desires. Hallelujah, Heavenly Father, lay your hands on them. From head to toe, all entrails and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Give them spiritual and physical health. Light come. Show your works transcending space and time. Dr. Mikhail Morgulis of United States. There will be 10 representatives from the Knesset of Israel, and there will be a meeting with those Knesset members and ministers, with 10 representatives from the United States. Let all schedules go well. Dr. Asad Arad of clogging in the arteries, be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Dr. Umbakata Umputu of DR Congo, he's running for parliament member for the and let the election go well in peace and safety. Pastor Seung-gil Ryu of Japan will have Idamame Church Handkerchief Crusade with Speaker Pastor Yi Sun Lee on December 3rd. And also there will be a second anniversary service of Manmin Welfare Center of Michibasa on 14th December. And let all these schedules go well by the grace of God. And on November 23rd, it will be a Handkerchief Crusade of Idamame Church. Be with them. Show your works transcending with the most high power of creation. Pastor John Sang-hee Kim will have a Handkerchief Crusade on November 24th in Kashipur of Uttarakhand State. Joshua Sotun is having an interview, job interview with the Maharashtra Bank on November 21st. Bless him, Pastor Chan Young Jo. Bless the Pastors' Conference in Makati and this city of Manila. Pastor Sonuk Lee, bless her for speaking in the Message of the Cross Conference in Antipolo area. Missionary Batjerik of Mongolia, and bless him in the Handkerchief Crusade of Mongolia Mami Church on November 26th. Pastor Jaewon Lee of Thailand, let the flood be recovered quickly in Thailand and protect them from the epidemic due to the flood. Boseng G of Belgium is unconscious because of cerebral hemorrhage. Be healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, let him recover. Pastor Chun, there will be a pastor's conference and handkerchief crusades from end of November to beginning of next year. And give them safety, protect them. Let her heal, be healed. Father, from head to toe, all internals and cells and nerves and tissues, burn them with the fire of the Holy Spirit and give them spiritual and physical health. Answer to the desires of their hearts, answer to their prayers. Protect and bless their families, workplaces, and business fields so that their tithes will increase and they'll have more things to give thanks for. Father, bless them. High and low blood pressure, diabetes go away. All cancers go away. Lung diseases go away. All internal organs be cleansed. Skin diseases go away. Father, give them spiritual and physical health. Father, thank you. Protect them throughout this week in all aspects and be with us in the Holy Communion. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.